Manu Patra alerts dated 2 April 2020. Supreme Court has observed that the concept of ex post facto environmental clearance, EC, is against the fundamental principles of environmental jurisprudence as it would be contrary to both the precautionary principle as well as the need for sustainable development. Supreme Court has taken a Resu Omato case on the conditions of children protection homes across the country in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic. Delhi High Court has held that there is no complete embargo under the Transplantation of Human Organs and Tissues Act, 1994, on minors from donating organs. The court has held that the minors can only be allowed to donate organs in exceptional medical circumstances, in accordance with rules and when there's no potential risk to the said minor. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Yes Bank Limited in a plea challenging the email sent by Yes Bank, wherein the bank has proposed to take coercive action against the petitioner for non-payment of loan installments. Calcutta High Court has directed the police to return mobile phone and SIM card seized from a doctor who criticized the government in social media for supply of allegedly deficient protective gear to doctors treating COVID-19 patients. Madhya Pradesh High Court has dismissed the petition of a BA student seeking termination of her 24-week-old pregnancy. Kerala High Court has stayed the order issued by the Kerala government on the 30th of March, 2020 as per which Excise Department can permit supply of alcohol to a person on production of a medical certificate to the effect that he is suffering from alcohol withdrawal syndrome. Ministry of Finance has extended the due date for renewal of motor vehicle third-party insurance and for health insurance policies expiring between the 25th of March, 2020 and the 14th of April, 2020, till the 21st of April, 2020 for those policyholders who are unable to make payments during the lockdown. Supreme Court has held that under Section 15 of the Terrorist and Disruptive Activities Prevention Act, 1987, if for any reason a joint trial is not held, the confession of a co-accused cannot be held to be admissible in evidence against another accused who would face trial at a later point of time in the same case. Supreme Court has asked the government to respond to a doctor's plea for a court direction to the government to urgently step up and issue World Health Organization approved personal protection equipment to the medical fraternity throughout the country to protect themselves from being infected by COVID-19. Supreme Court has dismissed Vismay Amitbhai Shah's appeal against his conviction and sentence for causing the death of two students while rashly driving his BMW car in Ahmedabad in 2013. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Center in a Public Interest Litigation, PIL, seeking immediate intervention of the court amid the COVID-19 crisis in light of the alleged black market of medical essentials such as masks, hand sanitizers, and personal protection equipment. Supreme Court has directed Christian Michel, accused and alleged intermediary in the Augusta Westland VVIP chopper scam case, to approach the Delhi High Court for grant of interim bail. Bombay High Court has asked the state authorities to take immediate steps to ensure that all migrant workers are provided with basic amenities during the impending challenge posed by the COVID-19 outbreak. Kerala High Court has directed the union government to remove the border blockade imposed by Karnataka to allow entry for patients from Kerala to access emergency medical care in hospitals in Karnataka. The court has held that Karnataka's road blockade resulting in the denial of access to health services amounted to an infringement of the right to life under Article 21 and the right to freedom of movement under Clause D of Article 19(1) of the Constitution of India, 1949. Kerala High Court has granted time till 5:30 p.m. on the 2nd of April, 2020 for the amicable resolution of the dispute related to road blockade imposed by Karnataka on the national highway to Kerala. Gujarat High Court has sought a detailed report from both the centre as well as the state government regarding the steps taken by them for the identification and isolation of such people involved in the Nizamuddin religious congregation. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the subordinate judicial authorities to devise a reliable mechanism to update the contact details of all the on-duty magistrates on the official website of the court during the lockdown period, so that compliance of bail orders can be ensured. National Pharmaceutical Pricing Authority has notified all medical devices sold in India as drugs to bring the devices such as syringes, needles, cardiac stents, an implant, digital thermometers, CT scan, MRIs and dialysis machines under the purview of price control and prohibit firms from hiking their costs by more than 10% annually at a time.